thing is,
we talked about, there's no, before you think anything in this town is Rabbanut Ma'avin Beit Shemesh, talk to me. He said, we discussed what that means.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I used to talk with Shkir and Aroma in this town as well. And I used to ask him, and I want to go to the right, so I asked him, what's the Haishu Green, what's like, what can I eat? And he used to tell me. And he said, well, then just, he didn't work anymore. And he lost his job. Okay, he was at the one, and the new machine came along. She says, I'm not doing it. The room's only playing for Rabbi Rose. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, but I doubt
about
the guy, so I knew exactly what was going on. But, like, you know, it changed.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have the report, and it was a very nice meeting, and that's all. Mitzvah Shem will clarify. We're not, I'm following the guy's line. We're not saying what's a good heksher, what's not a good heksher. Just consumer power. By the way, he said the same thing. He said, our koach is really only is what people demand. He says he's been trying to get a certain store. I don't want to say which store. We're going to write a whole second. He's been trying to get a certain store to have different tongs for milchiks and parav. And it never happened. Then a few customers complained because they chapped what's going on. And then it happened. He said, it's a consumer power. He said it. We're only as strong as the, if you guys, that's why he said, oh, I'm so happy. You know, he doesn't know yet, I'm saying. He said, what the people demand is what you're going to get. Because then the stores are going to cooperate. We don't have the manpower or the, it's just, you know, there's just too much out there. What did he say? Over 70 stores with Rabbanut Hechsher in this area. You know. So he said, if you make demands and you publicize what, you know, kol hakavod. So it was very nice. Baruch Hashem. What? We're going to start off here in America. I don't know. I'm not involved anymore. I hired him, so to speak, and he's going to write up reports. I got him helpers from the shul, and I can't. I don't have the time to go around. He's coming tomorrow. He's going to spend a few hours here. Good, he's a good guy. Okay, let's learn some Chavis Halvadas. So we have a report from Rav Moshe Lindner that he was by the Chavis Halvadas' kever today. And he says it's in disrepair. He says we should maybe do something about it. Our shul, we learned so much Chavis Halvadas. Maybe we should do something about the Chavis Halvadas' kever. Did you take pictures? Okay, we have to... Belina, I think it's a very nice idea. I think it's something Taka big schuss. We'll do it. Says it's 10 minutes out of Meiron. Okay, Sunday night Chavis Halvavos. Oh yeah, I gotta go to the ladies. So if I where are we here? So the Chavis Halvavos says when you're davening to Hashem and it has to do with mitzvahs, you're davening for two things. This is on page Kufnun Beis. You're davening that you shouldn't have obstacles in your path, and you're davening that you should fear ois in Yiddish. It should happen. Number three should happen. You should have positive results from your bechira. You're only planning. You're only making decisions and planning, but that it should actually happen is up to Hashem. So that's part of your tefillah too. So that's when we find David HaMelech davening, he's davening for these two things. The point of the Chavis Halvavos here is only the second thing. It's just he's giving you a total picture of what's shot in these psukim. So number one is that there could always be obstacles. To what degree you're firm in your commitment is a very, it's also a chiddush, really. We have to talk about that, but now is not the place of Shara Bitachon, where he says you can make a decision and you can daven to Hashem that you not be thrown off of your decision, that you not be pushed aside by nisyonos, by things that, you know, that taivis, things that could come up that could ruin your decision, that could, you know, change your decision, so that you can daven for. And the second thing you daven for is that Look at the last two lines on page Kuf Nun Beis. Ha'echad number one is Tohar Libo, the Imutz Bechiroso, the strength of his decision, L'mishmas, B'shlilus Tirdus Ha'olam Hazeh, Milibo Machshav, though not allowing what's out there to make him swerve from his determination, from his decision. V'hu Amro Yached Levavi L'Yira Shemecha, I want to be single-minded. L'Yira Shemecha, L'Yomar Galei Nai, V'abita Neflos Mitoro Secha. I'm not sure what he sees in that pasuk. I don't know. Gal einai va'bita neflos mitoro secha. Maybe it means it's open my eyes. I don't know. V'omar haver einai meira oshav. That's more like it. Haver einai meira oshav. V'omar hat libi aleid vosecha. So what is hat? So I guess he's defining. Aha. Maybe it's like a duet here. How? By Haver Einai Meira Oshav. And Hat Libi Aleid Vosecha. How? Al Tat Libi Lidovara. So that's the explanation. You're davening that you not be influenced by negative forces. Pedeni Meyoshek Odom. Vacholadom Lakach. Vahasheni Chizuk Evorov. Lafola Sasio Bemishmato. That it happened, that everything come together and it works. V'hu amro, and that is these psukim, hadricheini b'nesiv mitzvah secha, make me walk in the path of your mitzvahs. V'omar sa'adeni v'ivosheya v'yash'o b'chukecha samid v'harbe chamohu. I guess, and he sees in these psukim apparently that, as we said before, he said it a few lines before, that you see in these psukim that David HaMelech knows what's the right way. He knows. He knows what's chukecha, what's nesiv mitzvah secha. So what is he asking Hashem to do? So he's asking Hashem that it should work, it should happen. I should get to the goal line. I should complete my journey. And I should accomplish what I set out to accomplish. You always have to ask for the very important you sowed. You can do something with the best of intentions and with the purity of thought and lishma, and do it right, and you have to daven to Hashem, you should be matzliach. That's what he's saying. It's not necessarily part of the game plan of Hashem, or it's not necessarily so. That's not in your control. So that has an upside and a downside. The upside is that you don't go crazy and get depressed, and you know you don't get to pray. You don't get angry at Hashem. You can handle it if it doesn't work out. You know, people, you tried, you failed, you know, so you try again, or you try something else, or you try to see if you did something wrong, but you're not going to necessarily succeed, even with the best Bechira choice, and with the most Mesiris Nefesh. You have to daven for success. You're not necessarily going to be success. That's totally up to Hashem as much as anything that we're learning about in Bitochen. That doesn't mean you have to daven in the sense... He says daven because that's what he's talking about, but it means that's an area of bitachon. That's an area which is up to Hashem. It's not up to you, although it's kashur with bechira, which is totally up to you, but not this stage, not the stage of actual accomplishment. That's the upside of that. You know, relax. Hashem didn't want it to happen, so it didn't happen. Just like if you don't make parnasa, you're not supposed to be upset and angry and depressed. You're not supposed to be angry and upset and depressed and, you know, go crazy and, you know, because you're supposed to. And Baal Bitochen realizes this is what Hashem is doing and all that entails. So the same here. That's the upside. If you fail, you can handle it. And what you have to keep in mind is always to daven for success. To have Bitochen on Hashem, and to daven for success, because it's not automatic. It's a very distinct level, which is up to Hashem, whether or not it's actually going to happen.